you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headline. Cover High Court orders given the wind away to a faction to the Tea Party Secretariat. JCTR confirmed about alleged flawed ongoing constitutional review process. And in global news, U.S. calls for international action to cut weapons supply to Sudan by NATO. The Kabul High Court has ordered the partial to fund PS faction led by Gibelinda to cease occupying the part of the Secretariat located along the Mumba Road in Lusaka and suspend any activities connected to an impending party convention until the court determines the leadership dispute, according to an ex parte order of injunction signed by Judge Kelvin Ndilama on 12 November 2025. The proceeding was brought by Secretary General of the Robert Kavinga led faction Morgan Mwana against acting faction Secretary General Brenda Mwenda of the Mwenda team. The injunction bars Mwenda, her agent, servants from occupying the Secretariat, using patriotic plant materials, issuing party receipts or letterheads, holding meetings, press conferences or media briefings in the name of the party, and from purporting to act as party leaders or announcing a convention roadmap while the matter is before the courts, and inter-party hearing of the application has been scheduled for 3 December 2025 before High Court Judge Kelvin Ndilama to allow both sides to be heard on the substantive issues. However, Judge Ndilama, in order, warned that content proceedings and possible imprisonment may follow if any deliberate breach of the injunction by the Rwanda faction. For over 2 years, the former ruling party has been rocked in a leadership dispute over the legitimacy of the convention that ushered Nelson and later Robert Kavinga and Morgan Mwana as the party president and secretary general respectively. The Justice Center for Theological Reflection, JCDR, has expressed deep concern over the ongoing constitutional review process, warning that the current approach risks undermining the credibility and inclusiveness needed for a truly people-driven constitution. JCDR's Deputy Director, Reverend Dr. Boyd Akinga Mwenda, acknowledged the appointment of the Technical Committee on the Constitution Review has grounded under Article 92, Subsection 1, 2F, and 2J of the Constitution that cautions that the process as currently constituted is flawed and could erode public trust if it continues without meaningful reform. Reverend Dr. Boyd Mwenda has highlighted various areas of concern among them, the composition of the technical committee, the consultation process, the risk to democratic consensus, and the timing of the constitutional amendment process. He notes that the committee's composition does not adequately represent Zambia's ethnic, regional, gender, and institutional diversity, stating that this lack of broad representation raises questions of accountability and competence. Reverend Dr. Benjamin Mwenda has recommended the composition of the technical committee to ensure broad-based representation and institutional accountability, the expansion of its mandate, adoption of inclusive consultation methods, and the allocation of adequate time to decouple the constitutional review process from electoral pressures, among others. Zambia Forestry and Forest Industry Corporation, ZAFICO, has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Trade Development Agency, Development, AFD, aimed at strengthening sustainable forestry development in the country. Speaking during the signing ceremony at this moment, ZAFICO Managing Director, Ndiye Maria, says the partnership builds on earlier cooperation between the FICO and the French agency, which supported a major forestry inventory study in 2022. Mr. Adia explains that under the new MOU, the FICO will receive a grant of €390,000 from the French Development Agency, which he says funds will go towards technical support, training, and acknowledge experts with experts in France to help improve plantation management, industrial operations, and financial performance. He adds that the collaboration would also include market studies to identify business opportunities both locally and internationally, further revealing that the findings are expected to help the FICO make better investment decisions, boost efficiency, and strengthen its competitiveness in the regional timber industry. The FICO Managing Director says the project supports the company's 2024 to 2028 strategic plan, valued at over $100 million, and will contribute to rural development by creating jobs and promoting sustainable forestry practices across Zambia.
Through this collaboration, the FICO has secured yet another technical and financial support in the form of a grant of €390,000 from AFD for technical expertise and experience exchange funds. Tahir will serve as a lead coordinating body by administering and implementing a project that is bold and focused and rich in impact. It is designed to support the FICO in defining and implementing its short-term strategy that is between 2026 and 2027 and medium-term in 2028.
An agency from Fays that the Development Division Director, Helena Rosa, has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting Zambia's forestry and agriculture sectors, stressing that forestry remains a key focus area for the agency and its subsidiaries. Ms. Rosa says that the agreement will help the FICO expand its industrial capacity, create more jobs, and contribute to national economic diversification through the sustainable use of forest resources.
I will give you more convinced that this project in partnership with the FICO really ticks lots of boxes in our strategy. In fact, you reminded rightly that we started to work together a few years ago when we financed the inventory of your plantations. I understand and agree with that to hear it was a great support to improve the management and design your investment plan. And now I see that the bold vision that you have designed is really interesting for us for several reasons. Well, first of course, and it's also very consistent with what we've been discussing during the Lobito Business Forum.
Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has reaffirmed his ministry's commitment to supporting initiatives that promote sport, health and development. Speaking during the launch of the Microfinance Zambia 2025 Eagles Marathon, Mr. Lufuma commended the Zambia National Service ZNS for organizing the event, describing it as a demonstration of the service's dedication to national fitness, youth empowerment, discipline and community development. Mr. Lufuma says the marathon goes beyond being just a race, serving instead as a platform that unites athletes, corporate institutions, government agencies and communities in celebrating health, endurance and service to the nation, also acknowledging the sponsors for their contribution to the initiative. He highlighted government achievements in sports development, noting the introduction of free education alongside sport, which has broadened opportunities for talent identification.
Alongside sport, is the point that makes you value stating earlier, ZNS Eagles ladies Matron Angela Solochi emphasized the team's commitment to promoting good health through the marathon.